this morning. In studio with us now, we have a young, energetic entrepreneur, 13 years old, actually. In studio with us is Ezra Rosenfield, and he is the founder of Pup Cycle Toys. Ezra, welcome to Mound Money.
Hi there.
So tell us what Pup Cycle Toys are and how a 13-year-old said, I'm going to start a business.
So Pup Cycle Toys is a is my company that in which I make dog toys out of used materials. So I make dog toys out of used tennis balls or used climbing rope and used T-shirts. I started this when I was 9, actually, back in 2015.
So you've been toiling away at this business for 4 years.
Okay. Yes.
And using, you know, that whole idea of using recycled stuff is with your generation and the one ahead of you, it's really, really big. Is that part of what motivated you to use recycled materials? Was it you wanted to make dog toys or was it you wanted to do something cool in the recycled area?
It was more I wanted to make dog toys, but then it was also like, wow, I'm really into this environmental stuff, so why not add both of them together?
So tell us a little bit about your marketing approach. Who are you selling to, and how do you find customers?
So I'm selling at the Park City Market. A lot of the people I sell to are people who either have dogs with them walking by, and or just have dogs at home and want to buy a toy for them. I also sell on Etsy, so I have a few loyal customers who just buy toys every time they need a new dog toy from me online.
So a lot of your friends are out, you know, they're in tennis camps or swimming camp or basketball camp this summer. You're out there working away. What do you think your summer experience has been compared to your friends? I mean, are you having a lot of fun? Are you, like, really glad you're doing this?
So I am really glad I'm doing this. I also have that summer experience. I do camps, but a lot of time is spent making toys or selling toys at the markets. I usually do about 5 to 6 markets a year.
And what to you is, I'm always fascinated because it's a lot of work, right? It's a lot of time you're putting in. What is the fun part of this? What do you really enjoy?
I really enjoy the selling. I really enjoy putting myself out there, saying hi to everyone that walks by, and then selling my toys, telling people about what they are, and meeting dogs. That's the other thing I really enjoy.
It's hard to not like meeting dogs.
Absolutely.
So what is your production methodology? Do you make all these toys yourself, or do you have some friends who help you, or how do you do this?
So I mostly make them. I have a little help from my parents, and occasionally I need to pay my brother to make some.
I'm sure if you have an urgent need, the price goes up.
Yeah.
That's the way brothers are.
Is your brother older or younger than you?
My brother is older.
I thought that might be the case. That's an interesting dynamic in a household.
So you make most of them yourself. How long does it take you to make you have a toy in your hand.
I have three.
He has a couple toys in his hands. And we can see they're tennis balls and ropes and things. How long does it take you to make a toy?
So it depends on the toy. The longest it takes is usually about 15 to 20 minutes, and the shortest is 5 or less, maybe even 2.
So let's say it takes you an average of 15 minutes per toy. How many toys are you trying to produce a week?
It depends on how urgent the market is. I have a problem with procrastinating. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I try to produce like 3 a day. Sometimes it's more like 5 a day. And sometimes it's like 1 a day or even less.
Okay. And where do you get your materials?
What was that?
Where do you get the materials?
So the materials vary from the T-shirts I get from friends and family, tennis balls I get from the PC Mark, and the rope I get from neighbors, neighborhood websites, and climbing gyms.
Only in a town like Park City could you get used climbing ropes from your neighbors and have enough to start a business with. Which says a lot about this, a lot of good stuff about this town. You know, Ezra, I loved what you said about your favorite part of having this business is putting yourself out there and saying hello to folks. That is a skill that's going to serve you incredibly well in whatever you decide to do going forward. Do you have thoughts now? What do you, you're 13, you got a long way in front of you, but what are you thinking now as you think about life after high school? What do you think you're interested in?
I'm really interested in acting and especially musical theater, which is interesting because it doesn't particularly apply to business and selling dog toys, but...
Oh, I disagree. Yeah. That is awesome. So are you in, I know the Egyptian Theater has a youth theater program. I don't know if that's for kids your age or not. Are you involved here locally down in Salt Lake?
So I'm usually involved more in schools. So I used to be at Wileman. I did the musical theater elective there. I'd like to get started in the Egyptian Theater programs, and I'm taking theater in the high school. Treasure.
That is awesome. Now, back to your business. So we've talked about the toys. We've talked about how you made them. We talked about where you get the materials, where you sell them here locally. It sounds like Park Silly. You mentioned Etsy. How do people find you on Etsy, or is there a way to connect with you directly as well if they wanted to find out more and buy a toy?
So my Etsy website is etsy.com/shop/PupCycleToys. You can also just go onto Etsy and look up PupCycle Pet Toys or PupCycle Toys. I'll be there. And then my email, so if people want to contact me more directly, is PupCycleToys@gmail.com.
And will you be at Park City Market in coming Sundays?
Yeah, so I will be at the next Park City Market. It's 2 weeks from now. It's the 25th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to Park Silly Market, will you be at any other sort of local locations in the next few weeks?
No, just Park Silly.
He's got school starting next week. We talked about that earlier. Is that right? Your school starts next week as well?
Yeah, the 20th.
Okay, great. Well, Ezra, we thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to ask you to stay in studio now as Roger and I kind of transition. But our guest this morning has been Ezra Rosenfield. He, at the young age of 13, actually did this at 9, at the young age of 9, started PupCycle Toys. It's a fascinating story, and it's going to be really interesting to see where you go going forward from here.